Well, we might as well get this party started.
Yeah.
You very clearly want to talk about your favorite person.
Jesus, yo. Okay, let me just introduce right now. Hi, I'm David Strange. I'm alone in my
Easy
with no
there, Anne Frank. It's like shit.
Oh.
I'm alone in my room, dude. As they do, you should be living like a king right now, just chilling in your own confines. Just again, practicing stillness.
Lord,
I am practicing stillness.
That's it.
King in the north.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh God.
I feel like I feel like T'Challa. I even have his fro now. I'm like, dude, like each day I'm telling myself, I have two hair options at this point. It's either Travis Bickle or it's Gambino. It's one or the other. There is no in between.
There is none.
So
I wish I got a haircut before this all went down.
you.
I'm looking at clippers.
Dude, yeah,
Okay.
that's what I'm saying. I've
I'm about to cut my
I already told you, I'm about to pull a De Niro and Taxi Driver and just have like a clean cut. Like I'm serious. Like I'm gonna like a black skinhead, but hey, that's just what it is I gotta do. I told AC that I was gonna possibly, tag her to do all of that, but in respect to her isolation and space, I'm like, all right, cool, I'll be over here with it.
With all the craziness going on, why don't we all introduce ourselves?
All right, bet. Let's see.
Our favorite person, Joe Exotica.
Okay, so that's Evie on the line. Next to her is her man, Supreme.
Supreme is in it.
Hola, I did it.
He's in the trenches.
I introduced myself already.
I didn't hear, my bad.
Okay, well, I am Supreme again. Here I
And on the line, we got Imani.
Hola.
All right, so let me explain the mechanics of this and how this is going to work. Essentially, we are all not together. We are all in our own separate houses. AC's in her own separate house. She'll be back soon. We are basically doing this via remote, which will probably be the norm for at least 2 months.
Yee-haw.
Yes, yeehaw. We're all trying to navigate this whole pandemic. Can't believe I'm fucking saying
Hey.
that. This whole pandemic right
You
now.
gotta face this truth.
Yes. Yes, we are. America's number one. We're number one in cases of corona. So we did it, guys. We did it. America's finally number one in something after all these years, We finally beat China, everyone.
Hell,
We did it.
I mean, at this point, I'm just trying to send out light and good vibes because just the truth of the matter is so dark. It's so dark that literally we as a people have come together to watch an eccentric man who likes the men's and big cats to literally help us with some escapism from our very bleak reality. That's the strangeness of this fucking timeline. Like everyone is literally bunkered in their house and they're like, you know what? I knew it was big when fucking Joe Rogan was like, wait, Tiger who? And he's just everywhere now. Every fucking where. That's just where we're at. We're all here.
So what we're talking about here is the Netflix documentary that is taking the world by storm and is what I like to call the ultimate white people the crazy documentary.
God, here we go.
Okay, look, I'm not lying. If you want to know what the ultimate white people the crazy documentary is that doesn't involve racism,
It's this.
it's this.
But you have to understand, these are people very passionate about animals. This is a whole nother level of crazy you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Like,
These are some fucking dumbass people that,
they're already going to the whole their dumbass roots. when it comes to animals, you have to be on some other shit to want to love and care for something that is wild. From having a cat, to owning a snake, to owning a bird, to anything, you are setting yourself up to servitude and survival of that animal. So you're already on some weird shit when you own an animal.
To the point of insanity? Oh,
because they're exotic animals on top of all of that.
Oh my god, this is insane.
You have to consider that point. It's not that these people are batshit crazy and have a tiger. They're batshit crazy, but they're caretakers of these animals too.
Look, I'm going to say what I said yesterday. None of these people should be working at a zoo, okay? None of these people should have own a copy of Animal Crossing. They shouldn't be around stuffed animals. These people are like, oh my god.
All right, tell them how you feel, sir.
How are these people allowed to roam the streets? This is what I cannot figure out.
Like other people, like racers, other fun folks of that nature. Like, no.
There's so many levels of upset that I am after this shit.
Oh, I can tell.
Like, I was on a video conference with Wicket, and shout out to Wicket, and she asked me what it was about, and I couldn't explain what it was without sounding crazy.
Because it's a crazy-ass story.
There's a lot going on in that story. Like, it's not just one level, it's several levels.
I'm just saying, someone needs to investigate Doc Kebby.
He is the R. Kelly of tigers.
Someone needs to investigate that man, like, heavy.
Like, okay? I don't think you understand. Like, first you're talking about, oh, he just has a tiger and he's bringing in all the bitches. I was like, no, this man is literally trafficking women to work for him to take care of these tigers.
Yeah, getting them in their little skimpy suits and all that stuff.
He's catching them when they're vulnerable. Like, the one girl who, like, quote-unquote, escaped him or broke up with him or whatever was, like, telling it like it was. And I'm like, she said it is what it is. He looks for the virginal or close to virginal, and he looks for young. She was 17 when he took her in.
17. Gotta get him young.
He groomed them. Like, he groomed the tigers. The R. Kelly of tigers. That's all I gotta say.
I cannot believe that this man was able to get all these... See, for all you young guns, alright, fuck popping bottles at the club. No. What you do is you get yourself a little tiger cub. You put him in a little suitcase. Then you just, you know, whip him out. Alright?
Put him in the suitcase.
You whip them out, and all the bitches gonna flock to you. See what we have been doing is wrong. Fuck treating these women with respect.
Get a tiger.
Just put a tiger. That's right. Get a tiger.
Get a tiger.
That's right. Fuck your feelings, baby. Here's a tiger.
I need you to go.
Suck my dick. Listen, I've been fucking up for years. Treating women with respect.
I'm so glad I'm recording this. I'm gonna literally just chronicle this as your mind fraying in these dire times. That at this point, your sanity is like hanging on by a string.
I feel like I'm old for treating all the girls I ever cared about with respect and kindness, where I should have been like wheeling around a tiger cub in a suitcase.
If you don't shut the hell up,
and where were you gonna?
You know that.
Look, man. Look, it's Newark. It's Newark. Someone would have had that shit.
In Newark, possibly. I would not put it past it.
Nah, I mean, there was that one time somebody in the five boroughs did have a tiger in their apartment.
I thought it was was it the Bronx?
It may have been Brooklyn. I'm gonna be honest with you. I could have swore it was Brooklyn.
I thought it was the Bronx.
I mean, I would not put it past my hometown. That sounds like some wild shit. Matter of fact, I'm gonna be my own Jamie. I'm gonna pull that up. Let me see. NYC Tiger and apartment. I'm gonna let you know, right? Nope, it was in Harlem. Ming of Harlem. Oh, Ming was a tiger that became noble when he was found living in New York City in 03. So yeah, 17 years later.
You know, here's something funny. Law and Order, Special Victims Unit, had an episode about animal trafficking.
Animal trafficking?
Yes, Law and Order, the sex crime show. What the fuck? And I shit you not, Big Boy from Outkast was the guest star, and that nigga had a tiger in his apartment. But
the crazy thing is, they picked the right person, because if you go to his Instagram account, like, he has, like, pet owls and all kinds of shit like that. So I honestly think he jumped on that role for all the right reasons. That's fucking crazy.
How is this possible? And the other thing is, I'm trying to grasp, is I get that he built the park for his brother.
No. Oh, see, what happened was he had the park. All the big cat owners at one point wanted conservation. They were keeping these cats to show them off to the public because not many people could interact or see them in their life. But they also wanted to be like, we're here to protect them. Then after his brother succumbed to drugs and stuff, he was like, you know what? I'm going to create a foundation in his name. But over time, he realized no one was listening to the message of drug abuse and staying away from it. So he was like, okay, let me bring my animals into it because people like interacting with animals. And then he saw the revenue that came from people coming, flocking to see the animals. And it became less about prevention of drugs and more about making money. But you can only make money if you have exotic animals. So then he started getting into breeding. And that's what started the whole issue of his dad spiraling into that.
Yes.
No, his brother was killed by a drunk driver.
He was killed by drugs.
No. He was killed by a drunk driver driving a semi.
I gotta relook at that because I remember him talking about like drug abuse and stuff.
He was talking about drug abuse because his brother was killed by a person under the influence.
Okay, I was like, I knew it came from something.
He built it for his brother. Then it ballooned into like some crazy menagerie.
It was already a menagerie. It's just it got out of control because he saw the money in it.
Like I'm trying to figure this whole thing out because
one thing that makes it crazy for people to like really take in this documentary, a lot of people watching this don't know who it is on the screen. Like Carol, I remember her days when she was on Animal Planet. And PBS 13. I remember videos and stuff with Doc, like documentaries about him and his animal. Like I remember these people in the 90s talking about conservation and stuff. And it fell off because they weren't on TV as much, or I wasn't following them specifically. So to see this documentary, it's like, oh, this is what was going on. Or when I used to watch other shows on Animal Planet, called Animal Cops, especially in Texas, where you keep exotics and like other states like you can keep exotics, you would hear shit behind the scenes like we had to shoot down such and such tigers or these exotics are running loose. And it's like now I can finally pinpoint what happened in that show versus what happened in this documentary. So it's like it's gonna be a wild fucking ride for people who have no context for these people.
It's funny how all this started because he tried to be lion.
Yeah.
Lion. Tigers, like, get it? Ha ha ha.
I'm tired.
Ha,
ha,
ha, ha.
You gotta go.
Can I just I'm not off the workers. Like he couldn't find like more professional people to like work
for the peanuts and pennies that he was offering. He got like himself who needed a chance, who needed some money, who were desperate.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face facts here. The guy with no legs looks like he should be on a sex offender's list.
No,
he look like he's
all right.
He look like he chewed tobacco with your grandfather
and called you nigger with the hard R.
That's good.
Okay,
you're really reaching on that one.
I'm probably not wrong.
You're reaching.
I mean, look, Joe's living husband Looks like he should be arrested on meth charges.
Probably because he was doing it while he was with Joe. He's in much better shape he was than when he was with them.
And the woman, this is the dumbest woman I've ever, like, seen in my life. And now knows Supreme's ex-girlfriend.
Jeez.
Lord have mercy.
We both, and me and Supreme both know the one I'm talking about. Lord
have mercy. Going there tonight?
How do you go back to a job where you were horrifically disfigured?
Well, for one, think about it. She was the one who stuck her arm in the fucking tiger cage, thinking she could get one of the tigers.
The thing is, it wasn't even that she had her arm removed. It was damaged. And she decided to just, like, fuck it, just take it.
Because they said the recovery time would be quicker than if she tried to keep the arm. Because she wanted to get back to the tigers.
Oh my god. Like, I don't get it. Like, you are going back into a dangerous situation that led to you losing your arm. Like, the white meat was showing. The white meat was showing. And you gonna go back, you know what?
Some people love what they do. I mean, listen, you know, So
that's not love, that's stupidity.
Confession. All right, I was not able to go ahead and get acclimated onto the series in such a short amount of time, so I don't mind spoilers. I'm not that, you know, committed to, you know, like, oh my god, I know about, nah, I'm gonna know about this crazy shit regardless. I mean, that's just what it is. So I'm just a spectator. I mean the internet has ruined a couple of things enough already for me, so you know, I'm all in on this ride with y'all.
The amount of crazy this is to me, it's like, what the, and then the groundskeeper, you know, cue ball with the teardrop tattoo, sitting in the tub with shorts on. I'm like, why are you sitting in the tub with shorts on?
Now you're just going into semantics. What bothers you? What bothers
all of it. All of it bothers me. You buy me all of it.
I don't trust that bitch.
Is it just, or did it get like Midsommar vibes from Carol?
Hmm.
Like that shit was like pure Midsommar. Think about it. Think how about that shit. How? Flower crown. She sacrificed her husband to get a new life.
Oh, okay. I didn't take it in like that.
And then she literally built the whole new world around her.
Man,
this is Midsommar in real life.
She did something because his body disappeared way too easily.
Yeah, man.
That's all I gotta say.
Nobody gonna check tiger shit for a human body.
But in the tiger shit, the way they break down bones, they don't expel bones like owls and stuff who like regurgitate it or like shit it out. It literally breaks down in their system. So there's nothing.
They're like fucking alligators.
Fuck. Yeah, like big cats are that way, hyenas, wild dogs, wolves, like it's hard to find bone matter in their systems because of the way their stomach acid is set up. So if you wanted to get, like, check if they had human remains, you'd have to get them while the animal was still full or still had it in their intestine. Because once they shit, that's it. It's gone. So that's why this it seems is... like it's a really good possibility that she could have fed him to the tigers, because that's the only way to properly get rid of something with no evidence.
Yep.
With no evidence whatsoever.
To push him out of the plane over the Gulf, like she suggested at one point. Like, she was just too calm with the suggestions of how he may have been taken care of.
Yeah.
I mean, in her defense, it's been 20 plus don't years.
Don't even give her the benefit of the doubt.
I'm not. I'm saying she did some crazy shit. I mean... What did you say? Look, I'm just saying, with her hippy dippy flower child shit.
Look, she makes
that this woman did something. She did something.
She knows what she's doing.
Like, I can't figure this out. Like, all of the, I this, for our listeners, this must sound like I'm just so disjointed, but if you see the documentary, you know what? This is what happens when you give them an education. Okay?
Jesus.
See, ask her what you should do.
This is true.
What you should do is get her a tiger cub, right?
Please fight him for me.
A woman needs to clean unprompted. That's all I hear from him. That's all I hear. That's all I hear from him. It's terrible. It's fucking terrible. Jesus Christ.
Sexism is...
Well, you have no proof. But no, it's like so insane how this man, Joe Exotic, was like 15 different things in the span of 20 plus years.
He lived a life, man.
Yes, he did.
Let's see, he was this gay, polygamist, country singer, magician that ran a tiger sanctuary, sold underwear and honey, condoms, and ran for governor.
See, I'm always jealous of people like him. They accomplish a lot in life.
Oh my God. And all of it illicit and illegal? Like, I don't get it. Like, and the part that knocked me for the loop was his husband's.
Oh man, his beautiful husband's. And you can't say Joe didn't coerce them into their relationships either. What was that one line he said? He was like, "Have you ever watched porn?" And he's like, "Are you watching the guy or the girl?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'm watching the guy doing the girl." He was like, "Well, you're not that straight, honey." I was like, "Oh my fucking God."
This man
dying.
Sexually harassed a 19-year-old boy.
He just kind of confused the boy.
Come on, that's harassment. If Joe, listen, if we reverse the genders, that, come on, that'd be some Woody Allen shit.
It's grooming. It's grooming 100% of the fucking way. Yeah.
That's some Woody Allen shit.
It was still grooming. Yeah. Even if they were of age. Doc's issue is his girls weren't of age. Joe's issue was he was after straight people.
I mean, you gotta...
And it worked. And it worked, I mean, sadly.
I don't agree with it, but I always say, man, if you're gonna do something wrong, do it right.
Pop, pop.
Oh my God, this is insane.
I'm not gonna sit here and capture no girls and nothing like that. I don't like people, period, near me. So you think I want to keep somebody in my basement or my property? No.
I mean, you could pull a U.
But if you're going to do it, don't go after no 60-year-old bitty, bro. You get him young. Get him unseasoned.
Unseasoned, untried.
Untried, man. What was it? They got to clean them promptly.
Oh, God.
Exactly. Clean, unprompted. Jesus.
You go do something terrible, do it right.
I'm learning
now. I'm just shocked that he was able to coerce two straight males into like this weird twisted fantasy.
I feel like, for one, because of their youth, they were still curious, so they didn't know exactly if they were fully one way or the other.
Yeah, and plus they were probably trying to get out of their situation.
Exactly, and Joe offered them an out. He probably offered them better income and stuff, because if you look at it, it is the redneck kind of boonies shit down there.
What better income? They were paid like $100 and lived in a shanty.
Imagine getting less than that then.
Yeah.
All right, they lived in a shanty. They all lived in shanties.
They come from like poor backgrounds. Even the girl that worked with Doc from like 1990 something till 2007, she came from like a bad home, and the only advice her dad was like, "Don't fall in love with your boss," and then just dropped her off and left her. What parent takes their child several states over from whatever and drops them off at some strange man's house that takes care of cats?
A producer for the next R. Kelly album.
Was when she went there.
Well, when you say it like that, it just sounds crazy.
So it's like, you can't say, "Oh, these people are nuts. No way in hell you would catch me doing what they did." You'd have to be on some end of the road, like about to take your life type of shit. Which many of them were.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe, in his own demented way, tried to help them while also getting cheap labor for himself.
Cheap, horrific labor. I'm just surprised that these people lived. After working with tigers and all the stuff that they endured, like, Amani, how far did you get to?
I didn't start it. So I'm just okay. Going into this completely, like, this all sounds incredibly wild. But I mean, again, I've been following along with what you guys have been saying, because, oh, y'all just spoiling it up. But I mean,
oh,
you know, but no, it's fine though. It's all good. Do your thing. I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna be like, "Oh, what the fuck?" You know, not one of those bits. But
no, I think we didn't even tell you all.
Yeah, no, I mean, literally, it's like no one's told me all of everything. They've just given me. They've just given me like bits and pieces, so I have like a weird collage of the tall tales.
Let me tell you how he fed the cats. What he would do is he had a deal with Walmart, in which he would effectively get expired. It was a hell of a deal. Expired meat
Hold on.
From Walmart.
Hold on.
Like
from working in the grocery store, there's a sell-by date on meat. It doesn't always mean the meat is expired. It's just when it has to be sold by. So what he did was he would go to those places and buy the past sell-by date or return meats. And by what I mean for return meats is in some Walmarts and some stores, if you take a meat to the counter and you decide, "I no longer want this," they cannot, legally, they're not supposed to put it back out for sale. They're supposed to put it in the back, in the refuse area. But he made a deal with Walmart or these other stores that they collect all this meat and bought off of them cheap to feed the tigers with.
Yep.
But not, the meat wasn't outright expired. If anything, Joe was like, it's a double whammy because then his workers...
Yeah, that's right. So he would let the workers get first pick of the... sell by meat. I think most of that shit was expired anyway. And then he would feed it to the cats.
You know, when it comes to Joe Exotic, this whole Tiger King thing, that ultimately it's a 7 or 8 part series. 7 parts? All right, but
it's yeah, 7 parts.
I'm definitely gonna go ahead and look forward to it. Just getting it in and just gathering the whole story, because I got bits and pieces of it. And like I said, I don't mind. Like, I'm telling you, like, I've been following everything on social media. It was like, "Carol's a dumb bitch. I can tell you about those boys. Man, that boy wasn't straight in the first place." So I'm just like, I have all these bits and pieces. And I'm like, all right, I look forward to this making sense. And the crazy thing is, you were talking about Joe Exotic a long time ago before this shit.
That's right. I introduced Joe Exotic through his crazy campaign. So then he opens a pizzeria on his property.
Oh, I forgot about that. Was it on his property? Hold on. You're skipping a few pizzeria. Because the pizzeria, I thought, didn't happen until after he teamed up with Jeff and his other friend that owned a strip club.
Jesus.
You skipped a lot.
Oh, yeah, I was about to get to that, but I had to skip ahead.
To the pizzeria.
But wait, I have one
mercy. Yeah, he did use some of the meat for the pizza, too.
What meat? What meat?
Yeah, he used
the Walmart meat.
Yeah, he used the same meat he got from Walmart? The same thing he got from Walmart, like, and the expired meat, he allegedly used it in the pizza he was feeding the customers.
The pizza. He said it in the documentary. It wasn't alleged. And he also said he fed the animals roadkill, like whenever the state troopers and whatever would come across the bodies, instead of taking them for disposal, they would bring it to him.
It was wild, bro. Wild shit.
Joe, I swear to God, this guy seems like an extra character in like fucking Grand Theft Auto or something. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense how he's been able to do all of these. Like, he's lived a full life.
Yeah, so man. Ain't
he's like, dead yet. He's not.
This woman, Carol, she sues Joe because he was using the name of her company.
You are taking away the brilliance in Joe. Okay. Joe was like, fuck this bitch. I'm going to make some money off her because she's a Google search away to fame. Like when you Google Big Cats Rescue, her name and her rescue pops up immediately on Google. Like that's how popular she is. Joe is like, I want to be known like that. I want to be the king. I want to be known. So he decided to make his call like, wildlife, and then like he changed the bottom, but then he started using her logo, he started using all this other shit, and he started getting a lot of traffic to his business because he was jumping off from her name. But he did it in a way that at first she could not sue him, but then because he hated her so much, he started using more and more of her shit just as a fuck you, and that's when she decided to go in and sue him, because that's when he gave her enough leverage to be sued. You have to use that part. You can't just go into that part like you're missing all the brilliance of it.
Like, it's insane. There's so much going on. Like, I don't know when to start. You're also missing the part where he effectively has threatened her life.
She started with
Not on the same level.
He only got so antagonized and started bitching at her because she made it her mission to go just after him, considering all the other roadside zoos that were worse off than him. She picked him.
And then what was the thing he posted
on Facebook? At least my crotch doesn't look like
using a blobfish. That's not as bad as the horse
that they butchered and they held its penis and said something about Hank and her having to fuck each other.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, bro, I got one.
And then Joe started talking about her dead husband. Hey,
kitty, kitty.
That was a work of art.
No, Imani, I want you to Google video. Or YouTube Hey Kitty Kitty by Joe Exotic.
Jesus Christ.
Like, it is insane. Like, he got this actress literally just like her. That looks like scary. Just like her. And he had scenes where he had the actress
feeding
body parts to the tiger.
But they had mannequins that were covered in the meat and me. Feeding it to them.
Yo, bro, you gotta jump on this shit, man.
Like, it's insane. You don't fucking get it.
I'm so glad I'm getting fed the information I am right now, because everything you fuckers are saying sounds like a meme. It doesn't sound real. It sounds like some shit that somebody got drunk and just said, you know what we're gonna do? Let's just write a bunch of random fucking facts down and just put together a story. But the fact that that's some man's and his man's lives, yeah, that's wow. All right. Yeah, that's all I got is wow. I can't wait to get on it. This shit is going to rule my weekend.
So
yes,
Carol won the lawsuit, right? She won like a judgment of like $1.4 million.
Yes, she sued him for $1 million pretty much, but that's not even counting the cost that she's almost $3 million in debt because of Joe and these legal fees.
Yo, word.
Well, not
debt. Is she in debt? I don't know if she's in debt, though.
$3 million or more to fight him for all these court cases over all these courses of the years and is supposedly supposed to get back $1 million.
But remember, her husband got had. Oh, I forgot to mention. We forgot to mention this, Imani. Her missing husband was a millionaire.
You didn't even talk about his family that she screwed out of money.
No.
Yes. This dude is the real Ron Swanson.
You better shut the fuck up. Don't do that.
Ron Swanson never got caught, bro. He never got caught.
No, there is no parallel between those two.
This is my favorite white boy, but you better chill.
He said, he's like, don't you dare besmirch Ron's name.
Bro.
House of Swanson, how dare you? Carol started off in a very conservative Christian home where at one point she was sexually abused at knife point by four men who lived across the street from her. Her parents did nothing because they said, you probably brought it upon yourself. So at the age of 16, I believe, she left home. She went and got involved with someone who was like maybe 5-10 years her senior. And she got married to him and had a kid. But he was extremely abusive. So she left one night just pacing, walking up and down the street. Her husband, who went missing, happened to be in the car and saw her and drove up to her and said, hey, like, are you okay? Can I talk to you? Get in the car. And she was like, no. So she kept walking. And she said he did that about 3 times before he came back to her with a gun and said, you can hold this gun on me, but get in the car and talk to me so I can help you out. So they sat in the car together, him and her talking, with her holding the gun on him, and that was the start of their relationship. She spent the night with him, and then a few short months later, he went to his wife, his wife then, and told her, it's over, I've fallen in love with someone else, and that's it. And packed up his shit and left and went somewhere with Carol. So it's not that she purposely sought him out to break up the relationship. The guy who picked her up, her husband, who's missing or dead or whatever the fuck, is just a crazy motherfucker just like she is. Who rides around the block trying to talk to a woman and then gives her a gun and says, hold this on me just so I can talk to you?
You trust her.
But then who gets in the car with this motherfucker?
He gave you a gun to shoot him.
Lord have mercy.
That's trust.
That's bullshit.
That is trust. That's trust. That's a smart man right there.
No, that's a dumbass. You could have just shot his ass.
Smart man right there, right?
I get what he's trying to do. He's a dumbass to do it.
I mean, we don't know if the gun was loaded, though.
Still, a gun.
So you forgot the best part of the story where the missing husband told his wife at the time,
boy.
I met an angel. His ex-wife said to him,
one day you'll realize it too.
And maybe he did realize it when it was too late.
That he went to his secretary, whose name I forget, who was like with him for years, not even in a sexual way, like literally like his personal assistant, secretary, accountant for years, and gave her a letter and said, if anything happens to me, give this to the police.
And it was a copy of the restraining order that he filed against Carol.
Talking about more about if anything happened, if you went missing and things of that nature, that it was.
I think it was a copy of the restraining order.
I remember specifically there being a letter and something else. And then another issue was, what was it in the office that she worked in for him were 2 copies of power of attorney, a will, and something else. And then when he went missing, Carol and her father, I think, asked some office person to let them in there to get paperwork. And when they presented his last will and testament to the police, it was different than what the secretary had, because her name used to be on there as executor. And then when Carol handed it, the will said, in chance that I go missing, Carol is the executor of my assets and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And the guy in the court said, never in all my years have I heard if I go missing. I've heard on upon my death, if upon an accident, if I become unable to speak for myself, you know, all the normal shit,
yep.
Not if I go missing.
She killed him.
Yeah. Like he went in that office, got rid of all the original paperwork, redid it, and no one can say shit because it was done so seamlessly.
Here's my thing about this. We're also forgetting that her brother was in the sheriff's department.
And she swore up and down she was getting investigated. She wasn't close to her brother. She didn't know he was working in the sheriff's office and blah, 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 blah. Like, you don't have to be close to someone to pay them money and make them close to you.
And we're also forgetting the fact of Joe's Lord new investor mercy.
That comes after Carol's
and
story.
The owner of the strip club. How this cat...
You did that on purpose.
No pun intended. Was fooled by a fake millionaire.
Was he a fake millionaire? Because I feel like he did have money, but he was very stingy with it. Like he looked for people who were down and out on their luck and money and kind of used it against him to not have to pay too much into it. Because how did he come up with the $35,000 to give to Carol to get her off of Joe's back when he first took on Joe's zoo as an investor? He had the money. He was just scammy. That's how he kept his money.
How he kept money.
Like, I don't deny that he's a scammer, but he was a scammer with money.
I'm just saying, like, he had the perfect lifestyle. He was scamming people.
Yep.
Him and his wife were swingers.
Did you see the nanny that he picked to look after their kids?
That man is the American dream.
Bad bitches around.
I can fuck her too. Yeah. Jesus.
I'm just saying, for all the young players out there, don't pop bottles at the club.
And then a tiger farm if you're really balling.
So this other investor was the most skeeviest looking dude you will ever see in your life.
What investor? Are you talking about the guy who owns strip club?
Like,
oh boy.
Oh, the fat guy?
Yes, that dude was skeevy as fuck.
He had that weird hair.
Yes.
Yes.
Girl, watch this.
He was part of an Epstein.
You gotta watch
this. I'm done. Please go away.
I want you to like, you know, try and counter my point here. And tell me how he does not look like
someone
person. I'll wait
who needs to go somewhere else. He's far away from me. He didn't look like a child. He just looked
like
really
he didn't look
big
like
and creepy. Like, and that's why he worked at a fucking strip club, okay?
Remember Spawn, the animated series? Remember that show?
Jesus.
He looks like the living embodiment of Violator.
John Leguizamo did the hell
like
out of that.
Like the creepy clown. Well, if you want a real life equivalent,
that is not.
Watch Tiger King.
I'm so tired of you. He looks like a fat Chucky, though.
Like he looks like a fat Chucky, and somehow the situation got worse. Because after a certain point, Carol, like, she wanted her money. No one expected Carol to, like, say, hey, and collect on that $1.4 million, but she did.
People thought she was just doing it for principle, but she was like, no, I want my money. And that's the ruthless side of Carol that people don't talk about.
Look, listen. At this time, I would side with Carol, because after you said all this shit about me and you threatened my life,
that I killed,
talk about my dead husband.
Don't tell anybody I actually did that. Mm-hmm. She killed that man. Don't fucking talk to me.
Allegedly.
Look.
She allegedly,
gotta go.
Like OJ Simpson, allegedly killed his wife Allegedly killed his wife.
What I would have done if I had allegedly done it, that's what killed her husband. Write a fucking book.
The Tiger Mistress. If I did it,
this is how I would have done it.
And she goes after him like hard, like to the point where he's like
financially broken. When it got to the point of that, she just put the nail in the coffin for his venue, which caused him to get in cahoots with Jeff. He had the money to actually fight her with Jeff, but because he's stupid and Jeff's a scammer, that whole safety net went down the drain. And then Joe started using the money to hire someone to get rid of Carol.
The worst handyman I've ever seen in my life. Like, I swear to God, he looks like he should be in Deliverance.
He's a help. I need you to go.
Am I wrong,
is
though?
Okay, if you just what go.
I wonder is like, how are these motherfuckers getting these cats in the country though?
Because they're legal to be here. They're bred. Like many of them are captive bred tigers. Like when Joe got to a point where he was running out of money, mm-hmm. he started bringing tiger cubs again. Okay. And they go for up to $3,000 a cub. Depending on quality and ball and gender, blah blah blah. But it's not like, oh, they smuggle these from overseas. Some of them do, and they cost more to do that. But if you want something that can work with you while still maintaining their wildness, you're going to get a captive bred animal.
It's just, what the fuck are we doing wrong, man?
We're allowing rednecks to own wild ass animals thinking they can keep them because it looks cool on TV.
Fuck, man.
I think Ashley means, what are we doing wrong?
No, so
we're not earning as much money as Joe and Doc.
Because I don't understand how you a dumbass, but you got a tiger. We smart. We are struggling.
We have dumbasses in the government that also happen to be our president. So I don't know how far that argument goes.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't think he's that dumb. He scammed his way in. Yeah, he's a professional scammer.
Exactly. And Joe scammed him way in, so he's not that dumb either.
Jesus Christ.
And then we're not even when, you know, Travis shot himself in the head.
Unfortunately, was in the very dark period of his life.
And I'm sorry to just jump out of nowhere. This was in Oklahoma too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I say yeah because we need that context.
Yes.
But it's Canada with several states.
Hmm?
There's Texas. It spans over several states. It's in Oklahoma. They're talking about some. Carol, I believe, was in Florida, Tampa.
Of course, Florida. Of course.
So Florida woman and Florida man. All that shit.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Texas is another big one, especially for the big cat trade. And also like Vegas, California. It's scattered throughout.
Yeah. Oh, we have to mention the sanest person in this entire documentary, besides the federal prosecutor, is the former drug kingpin.
Tony what?
Yeah, Pete DeSimone. So there's a guy in Florida that was the real life equivalent of Tony Montana. Like this dude was like pulling major weight. Like this was was a king.
And be like, yo,
him.
No, like, no. That's not how it went. What happened was, and how he ended up in jail was,
like this
someone
dude
did some fuck shit on the side and dropped off the bodies on his yard because they knew he had tigers and were hoping to drop the body off where the tigers would eat the body. Allegedly, also going back to Carol with her feeding him
allegedly
tigers, but anyway, what he decided to do was he didn't know what to do with his body because if he called the police saying there's a body on my property, he was going to go to jail because they're going to assume he did it. So someone suggested, hey, burn the body. So he's like, well, fuck it. I'll burn the body.
Oh, no. You're forgetting the part where someone
wasn't involved in that. He was just involved in burning the body, but he still went to jail for it. He witnessed it, but he did not.
He was there. He witnessed people cutting up the body.
Jesus Christ. You're more willing to believe Carol didn't believe her husband over this man didn't cut up his body.
Look, personal opinions aside, okay, which means I believe that that woman killed her husband.
Please go.
Allegedly.
About it.
Listen.
By who?
I am trying not to get sued.
Okay? Women's on two. Take your tarot cards and your candles.
I got a little jacket here. Careful that go after me for that.
The darn rose petals you got in your closet. Let me get that.
Let me get that graveyard dirt.
Say my name on a podcast again, bitch.
We're gonna end up like Joe when he started blowing up his own bed. But and no, watch this shit dude, so Carol wouldn't get it. That man was spiteful. That was beautiful.
It got to that point. So
he did 12
years. The dude went and did his time, comes out.
Yes.
He did 12 years out of 100 years. He appeared back, and he decided, hey, let me run an animal sanctuary. And you know what? The former drug kingpin was the sanest one out of all of them.
You sell drugs. Yeah, you gotta be sane to sell drugs.
Okay, we have to get back on point here. So, now where were we? Oh yeah, Carol taking everything he got and then trapped to shooting himself in the head.
Drama.
Yes. Now, I don't want it to sound like, oh, Travis committed suicide. No, Travis thought the gun wasn't loaded, put it to his head, and shot himself.
Nope. They already talked about how he had his mood swings, just like Joe, back and forth. How he would be.
When you're smoking weed and meth.
Also, forget the fact that he was pretending to be gay.
Yeah, that whole identity crisis.
The fact that the guy didn't let him have a job. So he just spent a lot of his time
just being there.
Yeah.
To be used at Joe's leisure. I'm done.
So you see, ladies, you can find yourself a sugar daddy. You just go to one of those big cat guys. Sorry. I'm
tired of you.
I'm sorry. But he shot himself. I honestly think Joe did care about him in his own twisted, fucked up way.
Yes.
And that caused him to really go off the deep end. Because
he was already
he lost it after that. Like, I think that was it. That was the one thing that pushed him over the edge.
That did it.
You know, now we are at
his
gubernatorial run.
But you said he had two husbands.
And then his run for president.
Like, didn't that happen after or in the middle of it? Okay.
Happened in the middle of it.
Got it.
He did a lot, man.
He ran for president while one of his husbands was alive, and then after his husband shot himself, he ran for governor.
Joe just won a lot of fires on.
Why is he running as a libertarian? Yes, libertarians, because, you know, they're already a joke of the political world.
So
what's Joe Biden going to do to hurt the brand? Am I wrong, though? Am I wrong? Does anyone take libertarians seriously? If anyone can answer me this question, anyone take libertarians seriously? Anyone?
The Green Party is a joke.
Whoa.
Green Party's a joke too.
Whoa. The libertarian in me just thinks you got this all wrong. You just got this all wrong. Like, how dare you? I mean, if we want to talk about politics, don't get me started. Like, I get it. You know, you want them bleeding blue hearts. I understand it. But I'm telling you, if you've seen the shiesty moves that the DNC has done in these past few years, so help me God. But no, I'm joking. I'm just talking up conjecture.
They don't even want Bernie in the building.
No.
We're afraid of this man.
Yeah, listen. I know the DNB has done some, you know, fuck nigga shit.
Okay. We all know it. Talk to him, King.
Come on.
I mean,
Keenan is a libertarian. Florida? Are you kidding me?
Oklahoma. Okay. I mean, at this point,
Oklahoma.
Is Oklahoma becoming the Florida, or is it the Florida of the Midwest? Like, think about it. Is that a fair assessment to take away from all this, that Oklahoma is the Florida of the Midwest?
I think so. I think so. It definitely is.
It is. I think it is. So this whole documentary was a descent into madness.
I have to see. I'm sorry. You said it's 7 parts and it's on Netflix. Like it's, so yeah, I've got to just. And how long is each episode? Is it like an hour?
Almost an hour, like 45 minutes.
So you know what that sounds like? It sounds like that series don't fuck with cats. It sounds like it's going to be in that same pantheon where it's going to take me like maybe like a day and a half.
Oh, I forgot to talk about the other husband that lived. The other husband was sleeping with the secretary and got her pregnant and left Joe for her.
Okay, most likely, which is, you know, its own weird designation.
Male porn stars get paid a certain rate for man on woman, but if they're willing to fuck men as well, they will get paid almost double. Damn. So a male porn star that is versatile is more valuable than a male porn star that will only one person.
And that's crazy because I honestly feel for, you know, just women in media in general, because I swear to you, most women adult entertainers, they definitely just, it's probably just a going rate. Like, what? You hate coochie? The fuck are you doing on my set? Whereas some dude, it would just basically be like, hey, listen, you know, all right, so there's a scene where she's going down on him, and then you guys do a high five, and then she stops, and then you suck him off. It's like, whoa, what? Huh? What? Yeah, I'm sure that's, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's because they're considered unicorns. I don't know, but it's interesting. But apparently, because again, I have no context, so I'm just going in blindly here, just reaching. So apparently, this guy, he was basically gay for pay, because that's at least what I've gathered so far. Or damn.
But they did care, like
they were both gay for pay.
Cared about him.
Yes, he did care, and it was sweet to see that, you know, he did care about Joe.
Yeah,
in some form or fashion.
Joe adored the other husband. So I feel Joe. Like there's something there. Like even I cannot remember the first husband's name, but even he said like there's something special about Travis. Like he was a good kid. He just got into drugs and other bullshit dealing with Joe.
I'm just saying someone needs to investigate Doc. I finished this whole thing. I'm talking about like not for the animal
towards the
abuse.
End of the show, they showed that Joe said he knew that Doc had his own crematorium to get rid of tiger bodies and cubs.
Yep, so at the end, Joe, we all know how it ends. Joe gets arrested for the murder for hire plot. But then Joe just starts selling out everybody.
But also, in a way,
like,
Joe also...
If I'm going to go down, I'm going to take everybody with me.
Into the murder for hire. And what I mean by that is Joe wanted to get rid of Carol. And he's always talking about, I'm a killer, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do blah, blah, blah. But then the strip club owner, he got in with the wildlife department and they planted someone and said, hey, here's a guy that can actually... do get rid of Carol for you. So Joe's like, really? And he's like, yeah, you should totally talk to him. He's like, he's not gonna fuck me over, is he? He's like, it seemed in the show, without even Joe's influences, that they're trying to push him to do it. Outside of him just saying it and talking about it and blah, blah, blah. They're like, you should do this shit. You should actually get rid of her. It only costs like such and such. So when he got hit with that, Joe wants to use that as basis for he was coerced into it. So he wants to do that. He's dealing with PETA and giving all the names and pretty things much. That he knows for PETA to use and bring a trial to court. I mean, bring a case to the trial about how there are all these other abusive things going on with these roadside shows.
Yeah, he just said, I'm gonna sell everybody out. You going down. You going down.
Everybody.
Your mama going down. Your auntie. Everybody. Everybody.
Everybody going down. If you watch The Tiger King, you should.
Yeah, like you have to watch this because yeah, we're I mean, not doing
I mean, here's my thing. I was expecting Strange to just come in and basically be like, so I've got five points in my cliff notes as to why this shit is helping us through this fucking apocalypse we're in. And I'm like, bet I was just going to come in as the ignorant motherfucker that's like, look, I ain't seen it, but I want to see it. And I don't mind spoilers, so I'm just going to go ahead and dive in. Because, like, put it this way, half of the things you guys mentioned, I'm definitely going to, like, loosely remember. But it's not going to ruin the experience for me.
I mean, there are times where you feel empathy for Joe when he talks about certain aspects of his life.
Yeah, totally. But
overall, this is a deeply manipulative man that had this insane cult of personality around him to the point where he got the woman who had her hand mangled by a tiger to say, fuck it, I'm going to amputate this shit, and was back at the park 5 days after the incident happened.
No. If you're going to talk about manipulative person, I think that was Joe. Come back to you under shit circumstances, talk about Doc. Talk about Doc. Everything he was doing, from having them hold the tiger so he could shoot and kill them and get rid of them when they were no longer money makers, to accepting sell by past due date meat, living in these poor ass trailers and other shit. But as to outright manipulating, making them feel like they can't be without him, that's not the kind of person he is. That's Doc and Jeff and a few other people that they talk about in the documentary. That's not Joe. Joe's an unstable personality who did not treat his workers well, but they empathized with them and felt bad for him. Because at the core, they knew this was a sad and troubled man. If you want to talk about actual manipulators, Doc is a very scary one. Carol is a scary one. And Jeff, and there was this other guy who kept monkeys and tigers, but I don't remember his name because he was trying to build the zoo. And then Jeff screwed him over, so he packed up everything and left.